If I say that Wednesday is the first day of the week, they say, yes, sir, you are right. And if I say that Scotland is bigger than Canada, they say, yes, sir, you are right. But you told me that I was boring. You told me the truth. I like that. There was another silence, and then Wallace began to laugh. Can I say one more thing, sir? Yes, Mrs. Simpson. What is it? It's your trousers, sir. My trousers? Yes, sir. They are black, and your shoes are brown. These two colors don't look right together. I stood up and looked in the mirror. Yes, Mrs. Simpson, you're right. I look very strange. The next time we meet, I will be better dressed. When lunch was ready, we walked through into the dining room. I sat at one end of the table, and Wallace sat at the other end. I was watching her very carefully. I thought how beautiful her hands were. She began talking to Lady Furness, and then, a few minutes later, she turned and smiled at me. I felt very happy. After lunch, Wallace came over to say goodbye. My husband and I have to leave now, sir. We're going to another party in London. I wanted to speak to her, but I could not find the right words. I don't know why. We shook hands and Wallace walked away. I went into the next room and sat down near Lady Furness. Tell me about Mrs. Simpson, I said. What would you like to know? She asked. Everything, I said. Then perhaps, sir, you would like to walk in the garden. We can talk more freely there. We stood up and left the house by the back door. We walked slowly through the trees, and Lady Furness told me about Wallace.